We're gearing up for a lot of discussion this year on education. In his inaugural address yesterday, Governor Scott Walker mentioned the importance of education, made it a point to bring up school choice programs. Since this is going to be a priority in this term, we thought we'd lay some groundwork and get a basic understanding of how different kinds of schools in Wisconsin work.
Erin Richards is with us. She's an education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Erin, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, let's start with some basic definitions. We're talking about traditional public schools, public charter schools, and voucher schools. Can you break it down? What are these different school types?
Sure. So everybody knows what public schools are. So let's start with charter schools and voucher schools. Charter schools are public schools. The word charter kind of stands for contract. So charter schools have a contract with a different entity, either a school board or in Milwaukee with the city of Milwaukee or with UWM, that says, we're going to give you a little bit of flexibility in how you run your school in exchange for meeting some performance targets. So that could be graduation, that could be achievement test targets on the state test. But charter schools are public schools. They answer to a school board or to a separate entity that the state has given the power to charter schools, and they have to have their own school board, and their meetings are public meetings. They are open. You can go to charter school board meetings. The teachers have to have, you know, credentials, state teaching licenses, but they can be run by independent companies. So there are some charter school networks and some independent nonprofits that run charter schools.
And before we get to voucher schools, how does a school become a charter school?
Well, somebody has to make a petition or create a proposal to ask a school board to charter their school. Or, like I said, in Milwaukee, which is a little bit different landscape than the rest of Wisconsin, in Milwaukee and the area around Milwaukee, you could approach the city of Milwaukee or UWM with a proposal for a school that you would like them to charter. So the proposals are usually pretty... they have to be pretty robust, but technically anyone can propose a charter school.
And how about voucher schools? What do we know about them?
Voucher schools are always private schools, and it's really easy in this state to mix up voucher and charter school, but they're very different. Anytime you hear the word voucher school, that often means the same thing as a choice school, and voucher schools, again, are always private schools. They have existed for a long time in Milwaukee. They were created in Milwaukee back in 1990, so Milwaukee has a long-standing voucher school program. There are about 113 private schools in Milwaukee that accept publicly funded tuition vouchers for students to attend those schools. In more recent years, we've seen a voucher program start in Racine, and then 2 years ago, we started the statewide voucher program. And the philosophy behind voucher schools was to allow low-income students the opportunity to take a publicly funded tuition voucher to offset the tuition at a private school. And that private school may be and often is a religious school.
And where can we find these types of schools generally in Wisconsin? Are there more of them in certain areas than others?
Absolutely. So Milwaukee still has critical mass when it comes to voucher school students. So, for example, Milwaukee has about 27,000 students in these publicly funded but private, mostly religious schools. And most of these schools do teach religion. Many are Catholic, Lutheran, Christian. Racine has a four-year-old program. It doesn't have an enrollment cap on it, but it has far fewer students because it's much newer and Racine isn't as big as Milwaukee. The statewide voucher program, schools could submit applications from all over the state. So there are some voucher schools sort of flung all over the place at the moment. There's some in Appleton, sort of around the surrounding areas. And there are only about 1,000 students in that statewide program right now. When the legislature passed it 2 years ago, they wanted to cap the enrollment so that there weren't a ton of students that were in those schools already. And a big question in the legislature this year will be, should that enrollment cap be lifted? And if it is, how many more students statewide should be allowed to take taxpayer money to private, mostly religious schools in the form of vouchers?
Well, let's get into the numbers a bit now. How many students are enrolled in, say, public schools as compared to charter and voucher?
Oh, my goodness. There are far more kids in public schools than there are both in the charter schools and the voucher schools. I'm not certain about the statewide numbers of students in charter schools, but it's still a small slice of the population. In general, nationwide, about 90% of kids in the United States go to public schools. Only about 10% go to private schools. Those numbers may be a little bit different in Wisconsin because of the voucher program. But in general, the bulk of kids are still going to public schools. And statewide, if they're going to a charter school, it's chartered by, and again, we're back to these are public schools now, charter schools are public. Statewide, most all charter schools at the moment are chartered by local school boards. So it's kind of within the district. Those schools don't look a lot different than their normal public schools because they're still part of the school district family.
Now, do the different kinds of schools that we've been discussing, do they draw different kinds of students typically?
Well, that depends. I think sometimes different types of students may go to schools that have a really good track record, but I think you'd see that across the sectors. Oftentimes, high-performing schools attract parents who want their kids in those high-performing schools. To participate in voucher programs, again, those are the programs that allow students of a certain income level to go to a private school with taxpayer money, there is an income threshold. So statewide, you still, in that program too, you have to be of low income or moderate income to use vouchers to go to a private school. Obviously, for public schools, there's no income requirement. Public schools take all kids. Charter schools also have to abide by state law because they're public. They are supposed to accept all students who come. The difference is with charter schools, if they have more applications for the school than they have seats, they have to hold a lottery. So that's, you know, there's been some recent documentaries in recent years about kids trying to get into high-performing charter schools, and there's a lottery, and the kids that get picked out of the lottery get seats, and the rest are told, I'm sorry, we don't have room. So then those kids would either go back to a public school in their neighborhood, or depending on where they live in Milwaukee or statewide and what their income is, they might be able to take apply to a private school and apply to use a tuition voucher there.
Now, with a public school or a public charter school, if there's room, any student who wants to go, they can go. Do voucher schools have more latitude in who they accept?
They do have a little bit more latitude, but it's difficult. This is a gray area. There are a lot of people in the voucher school networks that say, listen, we are serving exactly the same kind of students, for example, that Milwaukee Public Schools is serving. And to a large part, and for years, that was true. I mean, these kids were in the city of Milwaukee, mostly low income. It had to be low income to participate in Milwaukee. Many of them were children of color, and they were coming from the same troubled backgrounds as many other kids in the inner city. Statewide, the student population in the new statewide voucher program, again, those are the kids that are attending private school statewide, many more of them are of moderate means, and we know that many of those kids were already in those private schools before they applied for a tuition voucher and then remained in the private school attending with the help of taxpayer dollars. So there is some difference there in the types of students being served, but part of it is the types of, we know the demographic and socioeconomic makeup of most kids that live in the inner city in Milwaukee and Racine, and we know the demographic and socioeconomic status of a lot of kids that live elsewhere in the state, in more suburban and more rural areas. More of the student population is white, low to moderate income.
Now, in terms of teacher qualifications, how do these schools differ in who works there, who teaches there?
This is a bigger definition or a bigger distinction between the sectors. In public schools, teachers have to have a bachelor's degree. They have to be state certified. They have to have a state teaching license. There's been some efforts in recent years to get some flexibility for that for charter schools. The philosophy being charter schools have some flexibility anyway. They're focused on meeting, they have to meet the performance standards in their contract with their chartering entity. And maybe they think that the best science teacher they could get is someone who has been a scientist all their life. And so there have been some efforts to try to get some flexibility on teacher qualifications and credentials for charter schools. But at the moment, they still need to have a state teaching license. Voucher schools are a different story. Again, these are private schools. The only thing the state requires that voucher schools have for teachers and administrators is a bachelor's degree. It does not have to be in education. They do not have to have a state teaching license. So the state is supposed to follow up with all of the private voucher schools and make sure that staff have those credentials. And that's a little bit harder for the media and other folks to independently verify because the schools are private, so they don't have to respond to open records requests where I could say, I would like to see your staff roster and all of the teachers and staff and their titles so I can independently verify that they have degrees. It's just harder for the public to get information about the private schools because they are, by nature, private institutions that don't have to follow the same open records, rules and laws that apply to charter and traditional public schools.
And we have to leave it there. We're out of time. Erin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Erin Richards, education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She was with us to explain how public charter and voucher schools operate here in Wisconsin.